St. Paul writes the early church, I urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received. The call that you and I have received. How do you measure that call? How do you accept that call? How is that call being lived out right now? Because the call to be a Christian, the call to holiness, the call to be a saint is not a one-time historical moment of the past. Right now, Jesus is calling us in this very present moment to be with him. As our Holy Father Pope Benedict wrote, being a Christian is not an ethical choice of life. We're not just simply living a moral code of conduct to be nice people. It is the way to relate with God. And so as the psalmist writes, their message goes out through all the earth because our relationship with Christ and his church is a relationship by which the whole world is changed. Behold, I make all things new. And Matthew, working for the government at this time of persecution of the Roman Empire upon the Jewish people, and Matthew, who himself is Jewish, a collaborator with his Roman Empire, is changed into a new man. Behold, I make all things new. And his message, his life, his writings will indeed bring a message of hope throughout the whole world. Behold, I make all things new. In this 21st century, the body of Christ, itself indefectible and her teachings infallible, nevertheless, is a body of sinners, as you and I. And the Lord's consolation to us in the gospel, I did not come to call the righteous, I have called sinners. That's you and I. And the body of Christ is infected by our own sins. And we pray that the conversion of St. Matthew and his apostolic life and ministry will spur us on, each one of us, to embrace that call right now, to leave everything behind, so that, as St. Paul writes that early church, that our manner of life, the worthiness of being a Catholic, will not only inspire the conversion with our own hearts, but the people around us. As our week comes to a close, we pray for the one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, that her members, from our Holy Father, bishops, cardinals, to each one of us, will be renewed and purified by the sin that continues to haunt within his church.